Well, BP says that they are spending $6 million a day as they try to contain the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. But right now, the way current law stands, there is a cap on liability for the company responsible for this of $75 million. We're joined now by Senator Robert Menendez. He's a Democrat of New Jersey, and he says that should be removed, that cap. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Nice to have you on. Now, you want to move the cap of $75 million to $10 billion. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Do you think $10 billion will cover the entire cost?
Well, I think the $10 billion puts it in the realm of possibility of what hopefully the cost will be for what may very well be the worst spill that we've had in our nation's history. And, you know, the reality is $75 million, which is the present liability cap, certainly isn't going to do it. And when I look at BP having made $5.6 billion in profits, not in revenue,
wow,
but in profits just in the last quarter, January, February, March of 2010, I say to myself, I think that any of these companies, and I look at other companies like Exxon that has $6.3 billion in profits in the last quarter, and a combined of the top five companies having $23.5 billion in profits in one quarter, I think that this type of liability cap for a specific incident is not only within the realm of what we'll need, but also clearly in the realm of their ability to be able to afford.
It's almost a bargain, the way you put it that way, Senator.
I kind of agree. However, you know, just to look back at the Exxon Valdez spill, that was 250,000 barrels of oil, or 10 million gallons, that spilt, and that cost Exxon $2.5 billion to clean up. This current accident is pumping 200,000 gallons a day into the Gulf of Mexico, so it leaves you to wonder if $10 billion is even going to cover it.
Well, remember what we're talking about here. Under the law, BP is going to be responsible for all of the cleanup, all of the containment, all of those efforts. What we are talking about liability is after that, when the fishermen, the commercial fishermen, the recreation sports fishermen, the tourism industry, the coastal communities, the ecosystems that may very well get damaged here, wildlife that may get damaged, that the demands on that, that is where we are talking about the liability reality. And those liabilities, what happened to the poor fishermen up in Alaska, is it took forever and ever to be able to try to get some compensation, and even that compensation was reduced because they were pursuing punitive damages.
Right.
Liability is very clear. You created the essence of the spill. The spill caused these consequences. You should be liable. But right now, that's only $75 million. That's after all of the cleanup costs. So the cleanup costs are clearly BP's responsibility, and I guess Transocean as well. But at the end of the day, when the damage has been done and everybody is left with the consequences of the damage, those commercial fishermen, the shrimp fishermen in Louisiana, you know, the tourism industry, the coastal communities that are going to be negatively affected, and all of that economic damage takes place, you know, BP could walk away with $75 million of liability.
And Exxon actually paid out $1.1 billion in various settlements because of Exxon Valdez. What about other countries, their liability to international communities as well, where this, when this oil spreads?
Well, certainly, you know, we one of the things that I hope we've learned is that, you know, the suggestion that many of the oil industry executives say that this is a, you know, almost a safe-proof industry, that it's too safe to fail, I call it. Well, you know, we've seen the failures. And it wasn't too long ago that this happened in Australia. People forgot it, didn't pay a lot of attention to it. And it was in a lot shallower waters than we had in the Gulf here, in this one. So the reality is that we have a history of oil spills. It's something that we should stop pursuing in terms of, you know, as we talk about climate change, instead of doing more drilling that can create greater risk and enormous environmental and economic damage to places like my state of New Jersey, whose tourism industry is the largest driver of its economy, we should be making sure that we pursue the renewable energy sources that don't, number one, give us the reason for climate change legislation, that don't pollute the environment, and that create a new generation of American jobs here at home.
Well, Senator, let's talk about your state of New Jersey then for a moment. I mean, are you worried that this oil could head up the eastern seaboard and actually affect your state of New Jersey? And have you talked to the president? Is President Obama on board here?
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to the president yet, and I am certainly praying that what we do not have is the spill getting caught up in the Gulf Stream. If it gets up in the, caught up in the Gulf Stream, then it is potentially possible to work its way, you know, up the Gulf Stream through the Atlantic coast. And this is exactly why I've opposed drilling for quite some time. I've opposed it off the Virginia waters, which is just, you know, within Cape May, one of the most beautiful beaches in the nation. It is consequential to our communities, and you know, I'm certainly praying that this doesn't happen. I pray that they'll be able to cap the well. I don't see that happening based upon previous experiences.
Right, right.
And
but Senator,
to drill another well.
You're praying there isn't destruction, but are you praying that you're going to get enough support to actually remove these caps, or do you actually have a coalition coming together to pass this?
We have a coalition coming together, and it's my expectation that this will drive sensible legislation that makes the polluter pay.
But at least in this particular case, as opposed to Exxon Valdez, the company has accepted liability entirely. All legitimate costs, they've said, tied to the spill. That's positive, isn't it?
Well, yeah, except that they know that their liability is limited to $75 million.
Okay, Senator Robert Menendez, he's a Democrat from New Jersey. He is hoping to raise the cap on liability in the case of the Gulf oil spill from $75 million to $10 billion. Thank you so much for joining us, Senator.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.